Anybody who has children knows that the hardest thing in the world is to try to get someone to imagine a world that doesn't have what you have. So if a child says, I'm hot, and you say, you know, there was a time when people didn't have air conditioning, it makes no difference. Because it's very hard to put ourselves in the place of people who didn't have or don't have what we do. And so sometimes when we see extraordinary moments in history that create things that we already have, we don't notice how revolutionary they are. And this morning, in the Torah portion, something happens that is actually in its way so remarkably revolutionary and had such a profound effect on the world that we don't see it anymore, in the same way that we don't notice all the conveniences and ease that we take for granted that once did not exist. It's the Mishkan. It's the traveling sanctuary. And the reason that this is so revolutionary is that for the ancient world, gods existed in the land that they were born, just as people did. If you were in a land and you had a god and you left that land, you chose a different god. Gods did not travel with you. Because everybody assumed that there were idols that governed certain areas of the world and didn't govern other areas of the world. Why do you think it is that the Israelites coming out of Egypt worshiped the golden calf? Because that was the god of Egypt, and that was the god they knew. And the idea that their god traveled with them was almost incomprehensible. And even though they saw all the miracles of getting out of Egypt, they still had a hard time believing that their god could be in Egypt, where they were, and then go out into the desert. And the Mishkan was an affirmation that God travels, that God is everywhere. In fact, Rabbi Akiva, about 1,000 years later, said in some ways God was in exile with the Jews, because God's natural home is Israel, but God went with them to Egypt and then in the desert, still talking about God as though God had a place, as though God was here but not there. But we think in universal terms. In the ancient world, no one did that. We know there's a globe. They didn't know that. We know that certain human similarities obtain everywhere. They didn't know, because they didn't know people from all over the world. For most of human history, the vast majority of human beings, 98%, never left their village. They didn't know what the rest of the world was like. And yet somehow, out of this incredible parochialism comes the Jewish idea that God is universal, that God can't be bounded by space or even by time, right? Remember what the psalmist says, 1,000 years are like a day in your sight, trying to grope for the notion that there's something universal. Now, we like to talk in universal terms all the time. All human beings are one, we say. Everybody has the same basic needs. The God is a God of all human beings, but all of that, which is like the air we breathe, all of that happens here. All of that happens with the idea of the Mishkan, which is the portable sanctuary for God to be able to manifest God's self everywhere in the world. And the mark, of course, of a successful revolution is that no one sees it anymore. We don't notice freedom of speech because we have freedom of speech and we've had it for long enough that it seems to disappear. But we shouldn't be unaware of the fact that it takes a remarkable idea and a tremendous amount of sacrifice for that revolution to get to the place where it is today, where we take the notion of one God and one universal God for granted. But we should see where it started. It started in the Torah and in particularly with the idea that the Mishkan, the sanctuary, could travel with you wherever you went, in Egypt, in the wilderness, in Israel. That notion changed history. And therefore, not only did the Torah, but so did the Jewish people. Because as we wandered all over the world, for all of our history, we never doubted that wherever we were, God could be with us. And even though today, we're restored back in the land of Israel, that notion is still at the core of Judaism, that you can pray anywhere because God is everywhere. So let's bring in everyone as we